Thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church podcast. We are so glad that you are here with us today. For today's podcast, Pastor Huey continues our Sticks and Stones series and the power of our words as he teaches on a world shaped by words. So prepare your hearts for a wonderful, encouraging, and powerful message from God. Enjoy and be blessed.
Today, as we continue the series, Sticks and Stones, the power of our words, I want to speak a message to you entitled, A World Shaped by Words. A world shaped, formed, created through spoken word. The words we speak, good or bad, will impact the shaping of our world because words are creative. They have creative power. So it's important that words that we speak, that our words are not just thrown out. It's important that our words are not just tossed around or that our words are not just used carelessly. Because the words that we speak affects the atmosphere we're in. It's important that the words that come out of our mouth are not just thrown out. They're not just tossed around or they're not used carelessly. Because our words affect the atmosphere that we live in. We've been created in God's image. We have been formed in his likeness. And in that creation, now listen, some of you are going to have a hard time with this, but I'm going to say it anyway. In that creation, God put in us the ability to shape our world with our words, just like he did in creation. Now, I'm not saying you're a God, not even a little God. But I'm saying you're created in his image. Amen. You're created in his likeness. And the Bible says that life and, well, it says death first. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Everything that God created except man, he spoke into existence. The earth was without form and void, and there was darkness on the face of the earth until God spoke. There was no light. There was no order. There was just chaos and utter darkness until God spoke. And the first thing that he spoke into creation was light. Think about that. The first thing he said was, let there be light. He spoke light to dispel the darkness. That tells me that as we go about shaping our world, establishing order in our world, removing chaos from our world, dispelling the darkness that's in our world, we must let the light of God shine through us and in us. Jesus came into the world as the light of the world, as the light of God. He then said, we're to be that light. We're to let him shine brightly in us. If the light of God is not, listen, please hear me. If the light of God is not shining in you as it should, the words you speak may not matter. We've got to have the light of God in us. After creating man and woman, God gave them what? Dominion on earth. And how we use our words determine how we exercise the dominion that God has given us. With our words, we form, we shape the world that we are personally responsible for. And it's very important that you understand that. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the baby shall declare the works of God. Listen. Let me clarify something. Your words do affect me. My words affect you. And we'll give account for those words. But I want to drill just a little bit deeper today, because I want to focus on what God has given you personal responsibility for. And each one of us have been given a certain responsibility by God. And the words that come from our mouth, it affects what God has made us responsible for. Listen, you were created to be God's kingdom's agent on earth. The writer of Hebrews said that we are ambassadors of Christ. You were created to rule and to subdue the rest of creation, including, or maybe I should say especially, because this is where we seem to struggle the most, aggressive satanic forces, which wants to infringe upon the ability, your ability, to rule and reign as God's representative on earth. In his commentary, in the Spirit-Filled Life Bible, Pastor Jack Hayford writes this, a man's delegated dominion. He said, in creating man, the sovereign of the universe makes a choice. God made a choice. Makes a choice to delegate to man dominion on earth. Now, God could have chosen to not do that. You got to get this. He could have chosen to keep all dominion himself. But he chose to not do that. He chose to delegate certain dominion to man on earth. Man's power, Pastor Jack says, man's power and authority for exercising this rule originated in God's intent to make man in his image and in his likeness. Man's ability to sustain his role as delegated ruler of earth will rest in his continued obedience to God's rule as king of all. Man's power to reign in life will extend only as far as his faithfulness to obey God and obey his ways. I love the way Pastor Jack just kind of puts it out there. Listen, we've been given dominion, but that dominion is conditional. You must understand that. Everything we say and do must be in obedience to what God has already said. Or what God is doing. So I want to give you a spiritual formula this morning that I want you to apply to your life. A spiritual formula. God's sovereignty plus your faith plus your obedience equals dominion. The ability to rule and reign as God will have you. Though we are called to be a people of faith, our faith must line up with God's plan, because faith, our belief in God and in his word, will not, cannot trump God's sovereignty. You must understand that. Sovereignty is defined as supreme power, authority, or control, which is attributed to God alone. God has all power. He is the God of all authority, and but he's chosen to delegate to us, the church, a certain portion of his power and his authority. As we walk out, or as we walk in the power and authority of God, we must do so according to his divine plan. When we live in that way, God promises to be with us doing what only God can do. God wants to give you what he's promised. But we're not to see him as a spiritual Santa Claus or as a spiritual tooth fairy, which many in the church, they see God that way. But we're to see him as a loving father who wants us to rule and reign on earth as his representatives, as his delegated authority that he's put on earth. He wants us to rule and reign. God is not to be viewed as someone, listen, who anxiously awaits our spoken word that he must act on. God is not to be viewed as someone who anxiously awaits our spoken word that he must then act on. He is not a genie. But God, your reality of God, or the reality of your life, are the substance of your life, the contents of your life, the things that are being created in your life, will flow out of who God is and what you say in faith. Not who you think he is. You see, our thoughts cannot change God. Yet, God wants us to be a people of power and authority. And the words we speak has an impact on our ability to exercise dominion over our world and the world of those connected to us. Through words we develop both in ourselves and in others, listen, thoughts and images that are either positive or negative. Through words we develop in ourselves, some of you need to watch what you say, because You're convincing yourself of stuff that God didn't say about you. You're saying things about you that God didn't say. You're listening. Remember last week where we landed? Paul said we're to take what every thought captive and bring it into obedience to Christ. And then he said that we're to think on those things that are pure and lovely and holy and just, and those things that are praiseworthy. And I told you the reason is what we think often becomes what we say, and what we say often produces what we have or who we are. So it starts right here. So guard your thoughts, and don't just speak everything that comes to your mind, because the enemy plants a lot of stuff in your mind that he wants you to say, so that you can begin to believe what you're saying and you can begin to live it out. Words affect our level of confidence and the confidence of those that are around us. Words affect how we feel. Words are powerful, and they have a major impact on how life is viewed. You got to get that. Words have an impact on how life is viewed. If there's any doubt concerning how impactful words are on life, think about how people use words to bully others. And bullying today has taken on a whole new life. You know, when I was growing up, bullying was done face to face. That's not always the case anymore. Cyberbullying has taken being mean and saying mean things to a whole new level. The internet, as great a tool as it is also very deadly, because people can now hide behind a keyboard, they can hide behind a monitor, and they can write down whatever comes to mind and send it into the atmosphere. You hear me? To torture and torment people with. And it happens every day, all the time. Cell phones and tablets have made it so easy to reach out and hurt people with words of hate and words of bitterness. And people think nothing of it. I'm just saying what I feel. Well, who said what you feel is right? Hello? We have to watch our feelings as well. You want to get in trouble? Start speaking whatever you feel and see what happens. We must be aware of the words we use because words shape our world. They shape our sphere of influence. They shape that which we are personally responsible for. And each one of us has been given responsibility, or we have a responsibility towards God to honor him by living a life that glorifies him. Each one of us have a responsibility towards God to honor him by living a life that glorifies him. And part of that living is the responsibility to speak or use words that attest to our faith and trust in God. Your words have power. They are creative. Now, I don't want to create a false reality that you can speak into existence anything you desire, because I do not believe that is the case. However, you are to speak and stand on God's word concerning every aspect of your life. You're to let your life be ordered by what God has already spoken or said about you, and you're to hold fast to your profession of faith in what God has said and what you believe about what God has said. You're to do everything within your power to lay hold of the promises of God. Because what God has promised, he wants to give. Listen, do you believe that? Do you believe God wants to give you what he's promised? If he don't want to give it to you, why make the promise? What he's promised, he wants to give. So I want you to hope for those things. I want you to believe for those things. I want you to speak words to say you take God at his word and you leave the rest to him. Your part is to speak words of life, because words affect how you live out your faith. So when you hear me speaking about declaring and decreeing the things of God, I'm not saying we boss God around. I'm not saying we tell God what to do. What I am saying is we use what God has given us in this spiritual fight to exercise dominion, to walk in that dominion. We use faith against the evil that comes to steal our faith. We use faith against the power of the darkness that comes to oppose the sovereignty of God. Through your words and your actions, you live out. If you don't hear nothing else, hear this. Through your words and your actions, you live out what you really believe about God. You live it out. It's on display for all to see and for all to hear. God calls us to live a life of faith, a life that lines up with his word. And though God is sovereign, please hear me, though God is sovereign, what we say and do has an outcome on what we live out in this life, as does the sovereignty of God. Now, I know that just messed some of you up. We know the Bible says it is not God's will that any should perish, yet people perish every day. Because in his sovereignty, he has chosen to give man certain dominion and the will to exercise it. So listen, we can't just toss it and say it's just tossed up and say, okay, God, your sovereignty. is God's sovereignty plus your obedience, plus your words, plus your faith. It all works together. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. God gave you faith not to use to get stuff with, but to live by. And each one of us must figure out how to do that. Each one of us must figure out how to use our faith and how to use our words to please God. We must figure out how to use our words to overcome the evil that presses against us. We must figure out how to use our words to lay hold to the promises of God. What we believe about God and the words that comes out of our mouth are important in this fight for dominion. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's strong. Faith is important. It tells a story. Your words tell a story. They speak what you believe, good or bad. And they release into the atmosphere what you believe about God. Your faith is vital. The words you speak are important because they're either words of faith or they're words that lack faith. Our words and our will do not trump the sovereignty of God, but our words very much affect what we experience in this life. I'm going to share one more scripture, and that's Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. We're talking about using your words to shape your world, a world shaped with words. Mark 11, verse 20. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. In this very familiar scripture, Peter comments on the fact that the fig tree that Jesus had cursed the day before has now withered away. What caused the tree to wither? What was it? The words that Jesus released into the atmosphere. What did Jesus do? He used his words to show he had dominion over that tree. Now, I hope this don't mess you up. He used his words to show he had dominion over that tree. And when Peter stated the obvious, Jesus' response was not about what he had said, but his response was about his faith. He said, have faith in God. In other words, his faith in God, and may I add, his faith in what God had delegated him to, caused the tree to wither. Wasn't just his words. Amen. Words are important, but words work in conjunction with so many other things. Faith in God is where it all begins. That is where our words must flow out of, a faith in God and what he wills to be. When Jesus cursed the tree, he released into the atmosphere words of faith, and those words physically changed what he spoke to. He said, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, begin the words you speak in faith. God's releasing. He's brought us to a season where we begin to see the things we speak in faith. according to his will, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. That's some powerful stuff. That's some stuff I'm still trying to get a hold of. I don't know about you, but I ain't got a hold of that one just like, you know what I mean? I know what Jesus said, but I'm still trying to figure out how to walk this thing out. But I think we must work within ourselves to figure out how to walk this thing out. We're talking about a world formed or shaped with words. And part of that shaping, part of that forming, is removing those things that are a hindrance. Jesus called them mountains. Some of you here need to speak to some mountains that are in your life. Release faith against those mountains, against that hindrance. Jesus is talking about the power of prayer, but listen, the context he put this prayer in is not in that of asking, I get that word twisted sometimes. That may be my Louisiana slang, brother. Let me say that again. Jesus is talking about the power of prayer here. But the context that he put this prayer in is not in that of asking, but in that of commanding or demanding. Again, not of God, but of those things that we're called to have dominion over. You got that. Listen, I can tell you got that because I'm telling you, you got that. You got that. He's talking about commanding or demanding those things that God has given you dominion over. He didn't command God. He didn't demand God. He spoke to the tree because he had faith in God. And he had faith in the power that God had given him as God's delegated authority, as one who was given dominion on earth to subdue the things on earth. Jesus' faith in God and faith in who he was in God caused him to speak to that tree, and the tree withered away because Jesus released into the atmosphere a power of God that nature had to respond to. Amen. We're to speak to anything that opposes the will of God. Jesus said, say to this mountain in verse 23. And in verse 24, he equates what we say in faith to prayer. So again, the key is not the context we speak in, but what we speak. And that's something I'm really trying to let the Lord work in me. When do I go and say, Father, and I pray for God to do certain things, and when do I just take authority over certain things? Come on. I ain't figured that one out yet, have you? If you figured it out, let me know. There's a difference, right? There's some things we go to God and we petition him for. But then there's certain things we just take authority over. We exercise the delegated authority that God has already given us. The mountain that he's speaking of are symbolic of an obstacle, a hindrance, or an insurmountable problem. The Lord teaches that words of faith releases the resources of heaven into our situations, causing the mountains of life to be removed. Words prayed or spoken in faith moves mountains. And I believe heaven's resources are released when we pray or when we say words that are not born out of selfish or earthly desires, but words that are born out of God's heart. Amen. Say that again. Can I say that again, brother? That's good. Words prayed or words spoken in faith moves mountains. And I believe heaven's resources are released when we pray or when we speak words that are not born out of selfish or earthly desires, but are born out of the heart and the will of God. God will honor the words we speak when those words line up with his word and with his will for our lives. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. How are you using your tongue to shape your world? Are you using your words to release death, or are you releasing life? Are you using them to exercise dominion, or do you not believe you have any? Lord, help me. I understand why it's been such a fight. How are you using your words? What you say matters. The words you speak are important. By them, you influence your world. By them, you remove the mountains of life that stand in opposition to you living out God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. By them, your words, you establish yourself, or you should establish yourself, as God's representative set in place to have dominion over all the earth. Now listen, I know this has stretched some of you this morning. I know it has. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay for you to be a little stretched. Because I want to encourage you to start using your faith. Amen. I want to encourage you to start living by faith. To start speaking words of faith. To know that your words matter. Amen. And to believe that when you speak something, that if it lines up with God's will, you got it. Yes, sir. Amen. And not just throw your words out.
Yes.
But be careful. And be careful of what you let in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, Lord, there's something on that there. Be careful of what you let in. Because I've told you before, if you're not careful, people will vomit all in your ear. They'll fill you up with their mess, their junk, their stuff, their hurt, their bitterness, their meanness, their hatefulness. Be careful what you listen to. Okay, because again, I'm talking about your world and the things that are connected to your world. So I'm connected to your world. Amen. And if you let me fill your ears with junk, it's going to influence you. If you let me fill your ears with words that are hateful or hurtful or filled with unforgiveness or bitterness, it's going to influence you. So it's not just about what you speak. It's also about what you hear. Because what you hear also affects who you become. Because they begin to plant those thoughts. And before you know it, Miss Nance, if you're not careful, Sister So-and-so done told you about Brother So-and-so and what Brother So-and-so did to her. And then you hear that junk, and next thing you know, you got it coming out of your mouth. I can't believe Brother So-and-so did such and such to Sister So-and-so. Now, I know Miss Nance wouldn't do that, but I can say it to her because she knows what she, right? You know what I mean? You got no, but you know what I'm talking about? Words affect who you are, whether they're coming out or whether they're going in. So be careful. Get your spiritual earmuffs.
Yeah.
And also, listen, when someone begins to say something to you that you know is not right, you have a choice as to how that's going to affect you.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah, I remember when I worked at the plant, I need to hurry up, but I need to say this. Remember when I was worked out of the secular job? And I was pretty good with dealing with stuff that people say to me. And this is not to pick on my wife, but this is just to show you an example. Okay? No, this is not bad. This is a good example. I hope it's a good example.
Okay.
But this is my point. I had learned how to not allow what people on the job say to me affect me. I was pretty good at just kind of letting it roll off like water off a duck's back. It didn't have the sting. Not like what my wife said to me. Or not like what I said to her. You follow what I'm saying? So the closer you get to someone, the more hurtful their words become.
That's right.
So I have to be careful what I say to her and how I say it. And that's one thing she tells me all the time. I've gotten better, I think. You don't say it as much as you used to. But she used to say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. How many of you men have heard that before?
No. Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? Words matter, right? Words shape your world. Both the words that come out and the words that go in. You got to watch both. And listen, you have control over both. You don't have control over what you hear, but you do have control over how what you hear affects you. You have control of how you take it in and whether or not you're going to turn around and repeat what Sister So-and-so said about Brother So-and-so, because they'll come to you and say, oh, sister, you need to pray. This is what Brother So-and-so did to me. You need to pray. Yeah. That's junk. We got to stop doing. We got to stop that, guys. Okay? I need to shut up. We got things to do. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Your words matter, right? You shape your world with your words. What God has given, what made you responsible for, what God has given you dominion over, your words affect that.
Amen.
So be careful how you use your words. Amen.
Restoration Foursquare Church Podcast.
We hope you were encouraged and empowered by today's podcast. Thanks again for joining us. If you would like more information about our church, you can visit our website at www.r4sq.org. We hope you have a great week and God bless.